Egypt's ousted president Mohamed Morsi has questioned the legality of his trial as he appears before a court for a prison break in 2011. Morsi and 130 others are accused of the prison break during the uprising against former dictator Hosni Mubarak. The former president told the judges from inside a glass-encased metal case that he remains the country's legitimate leader and that the court itself is illegal. Morsi was flown by helicopter from the Burj Al Arab prison in Alexandria. The trial has now been adjourned until the 22nd of February. His other trial on the charge of inciting violence against anti-government protests will resume on Saturday. The case has been delayed twice since it opened in November. Egypt's first democratically elected president has been implicated in two other cases. The country has been gripped by mass protests since the military toppled him in early July last year. Let's get more now from Karim Gamaluddin, our correspondent with us live from Cairo. So, Karim, a very tense day indeed after this trial. Tell us about the situation of Mr. Morsi. Now that he's made these comments, what has the response been from the court itself, from his supporters and from the military-led government?
Yes, Homa, the supporters of Mohamed Morsi are even more defiant and determined to remain on the streets and to continue what they call necessary national resistance against the coup orchestrators. And the anti-government protesters are even more defiant, especially after the latest move by the Egyptian army, as it gives its blessing for the newly promoted Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to run for presidency, a move which is expected to cause further tensions and divisions in the Arab world's most populous nation. And also, speaking about the trial, Homa, some lawyers see this trial are saying that this trial appears to be aimed at denigrating Mohamed Morsi and his brotherhood group, but the statements made by Mohamed Morsi asserting or reiterating that the trial is illegitimate and that he is he's the legitimate representative of the Egyptian people and that he's the legitimate president makes even the his supporters and those who have been taking to the streets almost on a daily basis following his ouster by the military on July 3rd, making them more determined than ever to continue with their protests and with their with piling pressure on the military-backed government, as also many of the legal observers believe that these trials or the alleged charges directed to Morsi are politically driven. And the big question is, Hola, why haven't these charges, namely the prison break of 2011, not been brought against Morsi before being president? This is a question that is being asked by many of the legal observers here, giving or asserting that this trial is politically driven and just an attempt to curb the anti-government protesters and the dissent that has been subjected to an intensified crackdown right by the military-installed government. So, as you mentioned, Hawa, another tense day in Egypt, as also, just to encapsulate, a security general has been shot dead by gunmen in the area of the Pyramids district this morning, with a sign which shows the rise in the upswing in the attacks on security targets, and especially that Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis and Al-Qaeda inspired group has claimed responsibility for the bomb blasts that took place on the third anniversary of the Egyptian revolution.